Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Olivia Troy is here!
Yay!
I just never thought I'd be saying, yay, Liz Cheney and whoever worked for Pence and George W. Bush, but yay. Olivia,
sure.
First of all, your op-ed was great to your former boss, Mike Pence. I mean, it is, and you put it best, I believe, at the very end of the op-ed. You just said, you know, do you love your country more than, you know, basically your lust for power, right?
Yeah, and that's what it's really about, especially when it comes to the likes of Mike Pence and all of these other more traditional Republicans, I would say, whatever is left of that. I don't even know that I can use that term anymore because I feel like the Republican Party is essentially dead for what we knew it, right? But
yeah,
that's it. It's just put your self ambition aside for 1 second and look at the greater picture and look what's happening here and just care.
Yeah.
Just care about your country more than anything else right now.
Well, yes, and this is you quoting Liz Cheney. You said this moment requires us, as Liz Cheney has said, to love our country even more. And you, Mike Pence, need to decide what you love more, the country or your last chance of political power. And as you've tried to tell him, as someone that seems to have served him loyally, you know, you said on Twitter, you said Trumpian Republicans are never going to like you, which leaves telling the truth about the election in January 6th as the only option. And this was your note to your former boss. I mean, he seems deluded in that way. That he is not going to be president, that the Trumpers all hate him as a traitor. So, you know, talk to me about what the genesis of writing this piece and if you think he read it and what his reaction would be.
Yeah, look, I thought a lot about it. I have been watching him sort of, I guess, for lack of a better term, waffle on what to do with the January 6th committee ongoing investigation. I think that really matters so much, regardless of whether people keep calling it a partisan hit job or not. Look, it's not. I mean, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, they're conservatives. They are working very hard to really do what's right for our democracy here. And so I think with Mike Pence, I think about all the people that I worked with in that circle and what they must be saying in his ear. And I think about those people also being self-interested and yeah. looking out for their own careers in the future. And I think this is a time where you have to put that aside if you really care about yeah. the future. Worry about that later. And so I just, that's why I just wrote this thing, because I wanted to, I hope that he read it and that he takes it to heart.
You talked about his op-ed that veers into breathtaking whataboutism, as you say. You said, it seems Pence has decided the gallows set outside the Capitol and Trump supporters shouting hang Mike Pence are basically equivalent to a piece of voting rights legislation. You said, how does any rational human being whose life and the lives of his family were threatened see debates about voting rights or Senate rules as even remotely similar to the motivations of his would-be attackers? So, yeah, I mean, it really is sort of breathtaking that he was the target. And as you tweeted, you said Trump's GOP rigged the system to block votes and the will of the people, undermine our institutions and democracy, require Republican presidential candidates to not participate in debates with no policy platform other than lies and grievances. This is pathetic, but not surprising. And I guess, based on his op-ed, that's what he's thrown in with.
I think so. And look, the bullying, the intimidation that's happening amongst all of these people is real. And they're... And you're seeing them suffer the consequences, right? And I heard Biden's remarks yesterday. I heard you play them right now. He's exactly right. There's all these people behind the scenes who know that what's happening is horrible. Mm-hmm. They know that we're going to, you know, down a further dark path. But none of them are willing to stick their necks out there. Because when you do, even when you vote for common sense things, like, you know, Congressman Upton, I believe, was the one that got the threats over the phone call just for voting for legislation that would serve his constituents well, that would help his community. And what does he get as a thanks? He gets intimidation, he gets threats, he gets bullying to him and his family. I mean, that is yeah. where we are right now. And I think that's fundamentally, that's what's leading all these people to retreat. But at some yeah. point, you've got to stand up together. You've got to stand up to the bully.
And do you think this Supreme Court ruling last night, which is huge, you know, is going to affect Pence's calculations or Meadows or any of them, because obviously packed with Trump nominees, they blew up his ridiculous executive privilege claims. Do you think that will affect Pence at all?
Yeah, I think that will definitely cause him to take a step back. I mean, look, this is so significant. I was so excited to see that and so actually relieved, because this is a group of people, especially in the Trump family, that really operate on a system where they use the court system in their favor. They operate by trying to undermine the rule of law, and they think that they're above it. They think that they're invincible. And so that was an enormous win to kind of put sort of get the hammer down, right? And say, yeah. no, enough. Like yeah. This isn't going anywhere. Stop.
You know, this is sort of the whole party, but you say in your piece, Olivia, Pence has two options. One, embrace the Trumpism that's now driving the Republican Party platform, including the insidious new focus on election integrity meant to further the big lie. Two, clear his conscience, start telling the truth, and tell Americans what really happened in 4 years under Trump. Tell them how he spent every day wondering whether our country would survive. A good place to start would be making it clear he'll cooperate with January 6th investigation should they decide to question him. Pence knows these details. He knows about the six-point Eastman memo to stage a backhanded Pence-led coup using Republican members of Congress. He even made phone calls desperately trying to find a way to appease the madman in the Oval Office. As we're learning more and more, right, he obviously talked to the parliamentarian. He knew about the fake electors. I mean, Pence knew all of this. And I think you're absolutely right. He owes it to his country. I mean, he did the right thing on that one day, right?
He did. And, you know, thank goodness he did, because I can't imagine what the aftermath, it would have been so much worse. But I think now, here we are, it's over a year later, we're still, after that election happened, this is still, I mean, the big lie is the Republican platform right now, right? There's no policy, there's no actual real initiatives to help America. The platform is the big lie. And anybody who doesn't support the big lie of the, you know, fraudulent stolen election, in their words, which we know is just nowhere near factually correct. That is how they're running. They're running these candidates. And if you don't agree with that sentiment, you yeah. get kicked out, or you know, they pull you off the primary ticket. So I think, you know, I think this is a moment where I think someone like Mike Pence could change that.
Yeah. And
he came forward.
As you say very wisely in here, you said it's a political suicide strategy. he's currently executing. You said Pence is forced to further this lie because he thinks it will get him back in Trumpist good grace. He's decided to cater to a base of people who will forever consider him a traitor. And you just said, wouldn't you rather live with the knowledge that when it really mattered, you were a catalyst for the rejection of Trump and his movement of divisiveness, hate, and violence that engulfed this country in a two-party system where the true party of Lincoln is all but dead? Is from ever remaining in Trump's shadow really your endgame? And I just wonder, in the light of the Supreme Court, if his calculus will change at any point.
I hope it will. Because, like, I don't believe that there is a future here. He's forever going to be seen as a traitor by this group of people because he didn't go along with what they wanted him to do. He can't come back from that. But really, I mean, I don't know that he should be looking to come back from that, because you should not want to be associated with that, having lived it every day.
Let's talk about the phone call that you all had strategizing against Trump. Debt, you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry, because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Obviously, a lot of form. And you have, I don't know if it was you that said, but somebody said they were surprised about the number of people on this call strategizing about how to stop Trump. Basically, in the group is John Kelly, Anthony Scaramucci, Chris Krebs, the head of Homeland Security, who said this was the safest election ever. Obviously, you, John Bolton. But one participant was struck by the sight of a lot of faces I had not seen speaking publicly about why Trump is dangerous before, our friend Miles Taylor. So what was your take on that call, and what the plan is going forward?
Yeah, first, I think it was significant. I think it was close to 30 people were on that call, and I think it would have been more if some people would have been able to make it. I know there are a couple that couldn't attend. And I think, what was really striking was there was significant ongoing concern about what we're seeing here. And these are people that have worked at all levels of the Trump administration and different agencies, some at a very senior level, some to, I would say very loyally to some cabinet level people, perhaps, who really know firsthand a lot of the techniques, a lot of the tactics, a lot of the operation. And I think that's why this group collectively can really make a difference. And putting our divisions within the group aside, I think that's also powerful, because this is not a group that everyone is friends, right? We've all, some of them
had differences.
Some of them have attacked us.
Yeah.
Publicly. Yeah. We've been on the receiving end of that. Certainly people like me and Miles have. But I think this is something where everyone's like, what can I do to make a difference here? Putting all of that aside. And and I'm not trying to say, I've seen a lot of comments about, this is a group of people trying to rehab their image. A lot of these people probably will never come forward publicly, but they've offered to work in whatever capacity behind the scenes, whether it's advising or anything, on whatever this group decides to do.
Yeah.
And now in this moment, all hands need to be on deck. Yeah. Whoever it is, it's willing to work on this.
I agree. And by the way, you're making very good points. If you think I'm distracted, it's because as you're talking about the destruction of our democracy, my giant puppy is actually eating my chair while we're... So I was afraid that my chair was going to entirely disappear while I was talking to you. But it's interesting. Some polling that was, I guess, discussed on this call shows Trump's favorability declining, registered Republicans among registered Republicans, right-leaning independents. I mean, some polls are different. But I thought there was an interesting point in this article. It said this cannot just be a professional trolling operation putting out ads like the Lincoln Group. I mean, the Lincoln Group is kind of upfront about that's what they are. They're there to sort of troll one person and make him react and whatever. I mean, it sounds like you guys are more thinking, like, what can you actually do politically to stop him? It seems like y'all are kind of aware of the threat of autocracy here and fascism and, you know, real threats to America and what you can do to stop it. What form do you think that'll take ultimately?
Yeah, look, and I think that's where at the grassroots, especially at the local level, I think that's going to be key. I think this is bigger than just one man. This is bigger than just Trump, right? We're talking about actual bigger than Trump, and we're talking about Trumpists. We're talking about Trumpists like candidates. That has been part of the conversation as well. And there's a big focus on 2022, because what happens in this midterm election cycle really, we believe, will impact what happens in 2024. Yeah. And look, and I just want to be clear, and I know many in the group have nothing against the Lincoln Project or anything like that, that serves a purpose.
Sure.
And they have served a very important role.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, at this point, we've all got to approach this problem collectively together in the coalition of the willing. And and I think when it comes to this group, there's just so much potential there because they have seen this firsthand. And the question is, how do you change voter minds, and how do you reach those in the middle who may be on the fence on this? And how do you explain to them really what is really happening here at a local level and really kind of communicate in that sense?
Well, you just quickly to end, you sort of cite the larger problem on Twitter. It's not just Trump. You said watching these GOP extremist senators masquerading as conservatives, pushing disinformation, continuously attacking and inciting violence against public health officials like Dr. Fauci is everything you need to know about why the 2022 elections matter. So you're right. It's not just Trump. It's Trumpism. We have to stop, right?
Right. No, and it's going to take all of us, because I think that is a very dangerous movement that is still being enabled and it's being emboldened, and we're seeing this happen at all levels. I mean, you see this at school board meetings now, right? I mean, you see this division in communities happening right now. It's fundamentally dangerous, and I just don't believe that we cannot, you know, push back on this. We have to at least try.
One of the members of your group, Stephanie Grisham, the former White House, whatever she was, did she ever have a press conference? Whatever she was. So Trump hosted secret meetings in the White House residence in the days ahead of January 6th, according to her statements. She also told House investigator that documents provided to the U.S. Secret Service would memorialize whether Trump actually intended to march with supporters to the Capitol. I mean, I'm feeling, well, I don't know how you're feeling, but between the Supreme Court ruling and just in general, I actually feel like we may get to justice for January 6th. Are you feeling like that? I mean, there is just more and more coming out. One of the things they're requesting is all the video and photographic evidence of Pence and anyone that was around him on January 6th. I mean, I just think we still may be tip of the iceberg, do you think, in terms of what we know?
Yeah, and look, I think the facts are the facts, and all of this is starting to surface now, and it's all there. The evidence is all there. The question is getting that evidence out to Americans in a manner that is factual and informative. And unfortunately, it's also it's about reaching the echo chambers on some of these more far-right networks too, who are never going to actually share the truth, right? Who are never, no matter what happens here, they're not going to share factual information to their viewers. And we have to find a way around that to make sure that we're educating people about what happened here so that it never happens again.
Yep. Olivia, in another day, if my dad in Goldwater had won, I feel like we would have been best little Republican girlfriends in grade school and high school. But I like the way it worked out better, that I am here in my leaky basement, crazy liberal, and you have come to the light. You have come to my light. And we welcome you to it, and please come back anytime. And thank you for speaking out as strongly as you do. I applaud you every time you're on TV.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. We'll see you soon, Olivia.
Good to see you.
There she goes. Olivia Torres.
Yeah. Thank you.
My former and future best friend. BFF. Forever.